Everybody is very fond of you.
Oh, are they?
No, they are. I mean, I never hear anyone say anything unkind about you. They all say what a worker you are.
Oh, you really things speak out, the truth, don't you?
They say he's an awkward old so-and-so, you know, at times. And he's the big kingpin and what have you, and the big boss with the big stick. This seance was recorded on the 14th of December, 1968.
Medium of Mr. Leslie Flint in the presence of Mr. and Mrs. Sparrow of Reading. Say nothing of old Lawrence of Reading.
Quite a term now for the station. You know that big block of flats? I don't know if you noticed it. I think it's, oh, I don't know the name of it. It's between Moscow Road and Bayswater Road, up the right hand side. There's whacking great blocks of flats. I remember when there used to be just an empty area there.
Really?
Yes.
We used to call it a place called the Square. It's going from right at the back called Poplar Place. And right over, and there'd be big hoardings right along on Queen's Road, as it was termed then. Practically all the way up to Coburg Court.
That place that's a skating rink, was it always a skating rink?
No, it was a restaurant, first of all.
Was it?
It's got quite a history attached to it. It was a restaurant. And then they made it into a nightclub, and it didn't do any good, and they opened up the Queen's ice rink.
Been an ice rink for a good many
years. Oh yes, it's been, yes, I'm going back to, probably many, many years ago. But it was originally opened up as a big, it was opened up afterwards as a Club 99, if I recall, nightclub. But it was opened up as a big restaurant, first of all, dancing and what have you. Didn't go too well. Because it's well known now as the Queen's skating rink. It's quite a good affair there.
Whiteness has changed beyond recognition too. It used to be a nice store one time.
Well, I've never been in it because the outward appearance has never changed actually as far as I'm concerned, but there's not much going on inside it.
A very big story.
Used to have a restaurant up on the top floor with an orchestra. All that's gone.
Has it?
Mm. They let the two top floors off as offices.
Have they?
Yeah. Right. There's only two floors they're using in use now. The main floor and the first floor.
I was just saying to Doug as I was coming down Queensway, you know that where the main entrance of Whiteness is? Opposite there is a garage.
Mm-hmm.
I used to go to school. There used to be a school there. I don't know if all the garages are there, but that's where my school was when I was a kid.
No.
That's where I used to go. St. Matthew's School. Going back a few years. And right opposite used to be a... No, it's still there. They notice it. Much so. They're part of the Green Men.
Yes, they've altered it. They call it the... Oh, some other name now. Duff and something.
Hello, Mickey. Oh, hello. Hello. Hey, how are you, Mrs. Sparrow? Oh, I'm very well, Mickey. And how are you? Oh, I'm Mrs. Sparrow. All right, boy. How are you? Oh, I'm all right. Cock, you all right? Yes, all right. Cock Sparrow. Cock Sparrow, that's right. Yes. How's the pub?
Mickey,
what pub?
Well,
I'm talking about Mrs. Sparrow.
Me?
That's the pub, me.
Oh, you?
The pub, no. I can't think of it offhand for a moment. I go in occasionally, but not that amount.
He's got something up his sleeve, watch out.
Can you give me another clue?
He's got something up his sleeve, it's more than that that meets the eye.
Yeah,
okay.
Think of much like that.
Oh, no, you're getting mixed up with Mrs. Rex that was in the...
Oh, I see.
In the...
Why should say that?
Yeah. Oh, Mrs. Rex and Mrs. Brinson both in the...
Yeah.
Oh, Brian. All our members don't keep pubs, you know, Mickey.
Yeah. Hello, dear.
Hello, sweetheart. Hello, Harry.
Oh, I'm so glad you've come.
Oh, yes, you knew we'd come, darling.
I'm so glad you've come. Hello, Dad.
Hello, darling.
Oh, we'd always, okay, we'll always come, and as long as, you know, we can get up here, we'll come. And, dear, I wrote one or two things, and I want you to try and think of something, sweetheart. What was your doll like, Anne? Your doll at home.
Can you remember your doll at home?
Can you remember your doll, darling? Well, sweetheart, what was it? Can you give me any clue as to what it was like and what its name was? Because, you know, I've still got that doll.
You've still got the doll, dear.
I wouldn't part with it for the world. It sits in the bedroom, dear.
I thought you said foreign something.
Foreign?
It sounded like the word foreign.
Did
I meant wrong.
She said
blonde. No.
She said blonde.
Did you
blonde.
Know? No.
Never mind, love.
Never mind, darling. You don't worry about that. Here, Anne, when we used to be in the kitchen a lot, do you remember I used to tell you what she used to say when you was a little girl? You used to say it to me and I used to make you laugh. Do you remember? You used to say it as a little girl.
You mean what I said?
Yeah, you used to say it to me, Pat, when you was little. And, you know, as you got a big girl, we used to sit at the table sometimes and I used to make you laugh because I used to do the impression how you used to do it. You used to say, Mummy, I...
No, it's a bit awkward.
I'm asking you a bit awkward questions.
I love you.
I love you,
dear. Yes, dear.
I love you.
Stop.
And?
Belinda.
Belinda? If we go again.
What did you say, Daddy?
I was going to say that. Oh. Do you ever see Grandma, do you?
Of course I do, yes. I see her very often.
Do you, dear? Is she quite happy, Pat?
Yes, very happy.
This is Grandma Sparrow, lovey.
Yes. She comes sometimes with me.
Does she?
Does she, darling?
Yes. Oh, it's lovely, darling.
Oh, dear.
There, you've got her thinking.
I know, she usually gives it to me at the end. Guess who else has passed his driving test, sweetheart?
Don't bother, lovey.
Don't worry.
Don't you worry about that. Do you know who else has passed the driving test? So, do you know who else has passed the driving test? Or his driving test?
What are you saying, dear?
I'm
think she's singing.
Is she?
That sounds like it to me, isn't it?
Not right. No one's coming to her. Who was that, Anne? What were you trying to say? Alan? Alan, who do you? Who do you want for Alan? Did you want to say something about Alan?
Yes, you had a lot of friends, didn't you, dear?
Why
did
you keep on about the dolly?
What? No, dear. Oh, sweetheart.
Forget about the dolly, dear.
It was only pet it's just,
Well, we'll know if you remembered it.
We want to know if you remembered it, pet, or
don't
not.
You?
What about Shirley?
Shirley?
Yes. Shirley, no, Shirley. Might be one of your friends, dear, you knew, but we didn't know her.
Didn't know Shirley, did I, dear?
She mentioned Kim before, didn't she?
Hmm. Do you remember, you know Auntie Joyce? And Uncle, you know, Jock and Joyce? At Basingstoke, Anne?
Yes, of course I know.
Yeah, well, what was their little girl called? You used to love her, didn't you? She was a baby.
She was our little godchild.
She was our little godchild, wasn't she? And she's with you now, isn't she?
The little one who drowned herself, dear.
Do you remember?
Joan, dear.
Not Joan. Yeah, come on.
Yeah, she's near enough.
She's
there.
Near enough. Yeah. She wasn't very old, was she, sweetheart?
No.
She's only 18 months.
That's it.
Come on in.
That's it.
Good girl. That's right,
yeah.
Joanne, dear. That's right, Pat.
Yes, of course, but she was only a baby.
That's right, dear.
Let's go back years.
Well, that time,
well, it is, sweetheart. It's going back 3 years.
Joyce and Jock. Do you know what else has happened there, dear?
Just happened, Nan.
About a week ago.
Well, you didn't mean the baby.
Yes.
Oh, yes.
Oh, I know that they had another baby. There was another baby.
That's right, sweetie.
Oh, yes, but that was only a week or two ago, I believe.
Good girl. Yes,
yes,
that was last Saturday.
Yes. Yes, I knew there was another baby. That should make them happy.
Yes, I
We've been trying to get in contact with them, dear. No luck yet.
We keep phoning, but we can't get any reply. We phoned every night, two or three times a night, you know.
But
oh, no. No, sweetheart, but I thought perhaps...
I'm teasing you.
Yeah, I know you are, darling. You always did, didn't you?
Dad.
Yes, darling?
What have you been doing to your moustache?
Well, just nothing. We're actually making it a bit thicker.
Oh, don't like it much.
Don't you?
You like it thinner?
Well, I think it looks better when it's thinner, don't you?
Well, I said to him, funny enough, Ann, last night.
Make it look older, Dad.
Was it?
We are getting older, Pat, aren't we?
Oh, I don't know, Mum. You don't look so bad.
Oh, bless
you. That's what I keep telling you.
I've had a rotten cold, though, Anne.
Have you?
Yes. Better now, thank goodness.
Dusty?
What do you mean, Dusty, dear? You might not be able to answer this.
Try me.
I will. I'll try you, Pet. And I, what happened to Daddy one night, Mum, about a month ago when he was coming home one night in the car?
Oh, you don't mean when I was with him?
I don't know, Pet. I don't know, but something happened to this particular car. And it was lucky it was Daddy. If it had been me, I don't think I'd have known what to have done.
Oh, I know. I see. I know what you're getting at.
You know. I don't know whether perhaps Anne knows about this. Yeah,
when I was driving a car home.
Wasn't Daddy's car, Anne? No, this was a particular car, Anne, that I was going to have.
Well, I'll fetch it back for Mummy.
And Daddy was bringing it back, and on the way back, something happened to some part of it. So, of course, I didn't get the car, did I?
Well, it wasn't an outstanding thing, dear, so don't bother yourself about it.
I wondered if perhaps you realised, and it happened so that I didn't quite lose my money on it. Because I haven't got it now. Oh, Pet, it's handy, dear. You know I made you that promise, didn't I?
Yes.
I promised I'd learn to drive, and I promised I would take my test if I did that. I didn't break a promise, dear.
I know, Lovie, but I wonder sometimes, you know. It's a terrible responsibility.
Yes, I know, Pet. But I honestly feel, Anne, that you're with me whenever I'm in that car. And I feel quite safe in it, dear. But I kept you that promise, Anne, because when you was with me, we used to say, do you remember, dear, or you pass, Mum, and then you can help to teach me, and then I'll learn to drive. Do you remember, dear? So I kept that promise. Who else is driving in the family, Anne? You should know.
Yes,
your brother. Yes, your brother. Do you know what else has happened to your brother?
Oh, yeah.
Do you?
Yes, darling.
Yes, darling. Do you know what
about the wedding?
What wedding, dear? This is news then. Perhaps you're telling me a little ahead, dear. I don't know of one at the moment.
Do you know where David goes?
Do you know where David goes weekends?
Weekends. Or who to see?
Because he used to stay. say in so much at one time, and then suddenly out of the blue, something's happened, and he goes out quite a bit now.
What's she like?
Oh, what's she like? What's she like? I think you'd like her, dear. She's after your own sort, you know.
She's after David.
Oh, yeah, she's got David, all right. She's very fond of David. She's a happy little girl, Anne.
I don't know, but would it surprise you if they got married?
Oh, darling.
Bit too early yet, though, I think.
Oh, yes, bit early, sweetheart, yeah. Yes, it's very, very early. I hope not, Anne. I hope you're sort of...
Not for a few years yet,
dear.
Not
for a few years yet, Pet, I hope. I know David is 19, but the little girl isn't old enough, dear. If she was my daughter, I wouldn't like it, as you know, not yet a while. She's very young, Pet. Very young, dear. Yeah, and it's his first girlfriend, isn't it? As you know, Anne, when you were home, he never had any girlfriends.
I think he's out today buying her a present for Christmas.
Of course, he don't know what to buy, as usual.
He'll be glad of that money.
Oh! He'll be glad of that money.
Oh, dear. He's a very good lad, though, dear.
Sure,
Doc, I know you're teasing. You always used to.
Now he can drive, I suppose. He gets out more than ever.
Well, when he gets a.
I get another car, Pat.
In Mum's old car, I used to get out and about.
Who's buying him the car then?
Well, he's not buying him himself, but
he'll
be
fine. You know that, dear.
He'll be driving your mother's. Unless he's driving mine shortly, I don't know. And when you see Grandma again, give her our love, won't you, dear?
Yes, Peg, Peg.
Peg?
Peg, Peg, P-E-G, Peg.
Peg, who's Peg, dear?
Oh, Mum.
What, darling?
What do you mean?
You remember old Peggy?
Peggy. Is that Nanny's little dog?
Yes.
Yeah,
Nanny had a little dog.
Has Grandma been telling you about that then? Is she dear?
Yes, she asked me especially to mention it. I nearly forgot.
Oh,
I see that.
Yeah, oh, I'm pleased, dear.
I had something with you.
Is she, darling?
Yes.
I see.
Wait a moment. You keep on about that doll. There's two dolls.
Yes.
One blonde.
One blonde.
That's it.
Now that's the one I want, Pet.
You want me to talk about the black doll?
No, darling. I just wanted you to tell me what his name was.
That you kept on about that doll, you know. But there was another doll as well as the black one.
Yeah, you had a puppet one, though, didn't you?
A what?
A puppet.
Yes, Mum, but I'm not talking about that.
Aren't you, darling?
No.
Dear darling.
What other? All right, then. What other big effort did you make? Well, a big doll, sort of a doll that you made when you were in hospital.
Now, I've never parted with it, Anne, and it sits in the little room.
It's a funny old big effort as regards a doll.
You sat and made that all yourself.
Yes, but that was, what do you call it?
Go
on. I think you're going to get it. Come on. You sat and...
Well, is that common? That's pretty common. No,
it's not. Sewed it, made it.
Yes, but it was...
Now, I wouldn't knit it.
Well, there was one there.
Wait a moment. Yes, it was. Oh, dear.
And it sits in
that in the room.
Room on the bottom of the bed.
Dear, I'm trying to think.
It's big, about as big as a football is.
Oh, don't tell me. What?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. That's it.
That's our end.
That's it, that's...
Oh, lovely. Oh, yes.
I couldn't think of the name, you see.
Oh, you are a good girl.
Great big head and nothing, you know. All head and ears.
That's it. You made it yourself, dear.
Yes, that was nice. Yes, but you see.
Yes, and she did make it in the hospital. Good girl when she went working.
Topsy.
No, she's thinking of a name of that dog.
Oh, she's thinking of her dog. It's very much like her own.
No, she's thinking about the name of her dark dog.
Yes, all right, she's got...
It's not Topsy, darling.
Oh, wait a minute, you are impatient.
I'll give you a bit of a clue, Anne.
I don't want it.
Oh, well, all right, mate, it's all right. Hey? No.
Yes, do you remember that fan?
Fan? Yes. Oh, yes. That fan. I've still got it, haven't I?
Yes.
I fanned you enough with that, my dear.
I know you did.
My goodness, I did fan you with that. I've got most of your things, Anne. Do you remember the fan? Anne, darling.
Yes, Mummy.
Now listen, Pat. What do you want me to do with all your clothes and things? Because, you know, they mean such a lot to me. I know that, well, you loved your clothes, Anne, always did do.
Yes, but they're just lying there doing nobody any good.
That's right, dear.
And somebody can make good use of them.
I know.
I don't know, I just must leave it to you, but I think someone should have them, don't you?
Well, Anne, you know, your jacket you used to love so much, your brown suede jacket, I'll try and use that myself in your other coat. I've used one or two of your things, Anne, I expect you've noticed me in them.
Oh yes, I know, one or two bits and pieces.
Because I loved them so much. Lately or busy doing something? She's off thinking, that's
right. You think about Del's nails, I think. It's teeth it when you think. Right?
She never did drop it though when she was spread out, but she, you know, we asked something.
What about Diane?
Yes, dear?
Diane.
What about Diane? Oh, do I? No, I don't, dear.
You remember Diana?
You see, I suppose really, Anne, you had so many little friends, didn't you? You know, nursing and that. But,
Because you don't remember.
I don't remember half of them, Anne, who they were, dear. I tell you who came to see us a little while ago. And that was Smiley.
Oh, really?
Yes. And we went to her 21st party, you know. She's 21 now.
Well, I know.
I know you did. Great friends, weren't you, Pat? Great friends.
Sam,
no, Pat. That, well, might be a doll, but it's not quite what I was thinking of.
No, it's nothing like that years ago.
If you was to think of your own name, Anne. Oh,
I think if you let me tell you things, it's much better.
Yes, I think you're right. All right, I'll keep quiet.
You are. Well, I don't know. You keep on worry.
No, not really, Pet. I'm not worrying anywhere near like I used to, and you know that.
episode, I should forget about that, dear.
No, I should forget that, darling.
You shouldn't bother about it anymore. Are you still there, dear?
Still comes to our Monday circle.
Hmm. It must be near the other night, so I don't know where else I got it from.
No, no. I thought that other time when she said she came, you know, on Trevor Blaine, that was just wonderful. See, when she gives me these, like, messages she does, I pass them on to so many people. I think it gives them a, it helps them, you know. You know, she never did when she was with us. If she had, if we asked her something or she thought of something, she'd keep on until she remembered it.
Mm.
See, this is part of Anne's
character
that we know so well.
Bill, Bill, Bill.
Yes, dear.
Bill. Bill.
I'm Bill.
Bill. I'm here.
Yes, dear.
Bill. I'm here.
Yes, dear.
Bill, Bill.
I'm Bill, aren't I?
You're drumming too hard on that one.
Yeah, don't bother, sweetheart. I know when I used to say to you something, you say, Mummy, I love you lots and lots and big lots. Do you remember?
Yes.
We didn't, we used to laugh at that.
Yes.
We did. Still come to our Monday circle, Pet, when you can. Do you, dear?
Yes, well.
Thanks very much, Anne.
I want you always to know I'm near you. Never think of me as miles away.
Never do, darling.
No, I didn't think you ever would be, Pam.
I often go and see David, of course.
Well, he says to you, sometimes he says to me, you know, I feel Anne's been around.
Why don't you bring David to talk to me?
Well, Anne, you've got to do this. You'll have to try and work on David.
I'll bet you next time, Lily.
He wants... You know, part of him, Anne, wants to believe so much, and the other part sort of,
Well, I suppose he's young.
Well, he's young like you.
But anyway, I'll see about coming next time, Lovie.
I don't think he really disbelieves.
He doesn't disbelieve,
Anne. He doesn't,
he's a bit scared.
You know, I think he does believe, Anne, but he just doesn't, you know, well, I don't know how to put it, Anne.
But anyway, I'll see about next time, Lovie.
He's grown ever so much.
You're getting saucier as well.
Like you,
Linda. Yes, dear, I suppose so. Yes, darling.
Yeah, probably like him. Got some lovely bulbs coming up indoors, Anne.
Oh, Mum, you are funny.
Why? You know I love flowers.
Oh, no, blooming flowers, Anne.
I know, yes, but... Hyacinths.
Thank you. Yes, they're beautiful, Anne.
Oh,
they are nice. I've got all colours, Anne. I've got some on your little table.
Yes.
I've got some in the dining room. Got a lot of them, actually. Hyacinth.
What are you doing Christmas? Staying home?
Most likely go to Auntie Lara's, dear, for a couple of days.
For a couple of days, Anne.
Yeah.
Oh, I shall come anyway.
You do that, lovely.
Oh, I hope
it's
you
day
do.
Weekend.
No, he's going to stay because the girl's going up north, dear.
Oh, good.
So David will be there.
I'm glad.
Yes, I'm glad he's going to be with us.
Anyway, we're most likely going for Christmas Day and come back, the morning after Boxing Day, something like that.
But I'll come.
Will you, darling?
Yes, keep an eye on you.
Yeah, you do that,
you do that,
dear. Yeah.
You just do that.
I wish I had a company with me, I can kiss.
Set a white light.
Oh, and yeah, it's what we miss, don't we, Pip?
Yes, but I'll be near you always.
I know, Anne.
I have to go, I can't hold it.
All right, Pip.
But anyway, Mummy, I've done my best. Oh, yeah. I love to David and love to Auntie Lila, love to everybody, and all my love, Mama, to you both. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, my sweetheart. God bless you, darling.
Do I know anybody called Nita?
I think I got it right.
Nita. Is she a young person, Nikki?
Oh, I don't think I got it quite right. Is it Anita?
Anita?
Anita.
Anita, no, mate.
Not really, Mickey. The only way I know it is from an old lady who I visit, and her daughter's called Nita. But I don't know her, Mickey.
Can't make all this other. Must be on a different connection then. There's a gentleman here who hasn't been here so very long, sends his love, and is talking about Nita or Anita.
Oh.
I don't quite get this at all.
I don't know the need of her, Mickey.
All right, Douglas.
Yes, yeah, fine, thanks, Mickey.
Oh, that's all right, love.
Yeah, I got even late this morning, too.
What did you say?
I was saying, did you find anything about that pub?
Oh, that.
Happy Christmas.
Happy Christmas.
Bye-bye.
Happy Christmas.
Bye-bye, Mickey.
All the best, and keep your chin up, girl.
I will, Mickey.
Your daughter's all right, bless her all up.
Thanks so
She'll
much.
She'll be near you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye, Mickey. Thanks so much indeed.
Thank you, Mickey.
Bye-bye, mate.